oldest and largest cities on the Mississippi River. Although some may have heard of names like Laclede and Choteau, why did they choose this spot for a town? And why did it become the city it is today? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Blue is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
St. Louis was founded in 1764 as a fur trading post. Although that sounds like it was early in the history of European settlement, Bob Moore says another Mississippi River town beat it by a long way.
Actually, Cahokia was the first permanent European settlement along the Mississippi River that was established in 1699.
Frenchmen Laclede and Choteau platted and established the town of St. Louis. The town grew quickly from the fur trade. It also helped that the British had just gained control of the land east of the Mississippi River when they won the French and Indian War.
French-speaking residents on the eastern bank were thinking, oh, the British are coming in, and that's bad because they're Protestants, we're Catholic, they don't speak our language, they don't know our customs.
Many French residents already living along the river quickly decided life on the west bank would be much better.
We know that people, for instance, in Cahokia even took window glass out of their houses and hardware and everything, and they just came over here, built a new house, and installed the amenities that they'd had on the other side of the river.
St. Louis was far from the epicenter of the American Revolution. However, George Rogers Clark was here and captured many cities from the British on the east bank of the Mississippi River.
Clark himself came here to St. Louis to talk with the lieutenant governor, and the Spanish were providing covert aid to Clark. Then the British said, well, you know, if we can take over St. Louis, we could stop that aid and we could easily gain control of the west bank of the Mississippi River.
The British and their Indian allies attacked St. Louis in 1780, but the town militia drove them back. We'll have more of the story of the young town that grew to a mighty city as we travel the countryside. In St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.